Chess Boxing Podcast with me, Tim Woolgar.
And it's me, the GBF.
And we're joined today by chess boxing stalwart Peter Cowley, who's a regular member of the gym and potentially a debutant competitor in our upcoming June 23rd show. Peter, tell us what do you think about it? Will you be ready for June 23rd?
Well, it's a scary proposition. I'm overweight at the moment. I need to get myself fit. I need to sharpen my chess up. But apart from those little things, absolutely.
You're overweight by only a few kilos. I mean, we've got a couple of months ago. I think if you can drop, say, 3 or 4 kilos in that time, you'll be absolutely fighting fit, won't you?
Well, absolutely, but the problems are fish and chips, curries and alcohol. These are my big demons, and they're always easier to consume than it is to go out for a 5-mile run or get on the weights, but I am trying.
Well, motivation is all, isn't it? Well,
that's why you need the fear factor. If you've got a fight in your mind, you know you're going to have to get into the ring with somebody. That's going to stop you eating those fish and chips, isn't it?
It's going to help cut it down, and basically sumo wrestling is not on the cards.
So you're an actuary by profession. So part of that is assessing what
the likelihood of somebody dying.
life expectancy. So you know, do you think you're going to make it to June 24th? Is the question. What odds do you give yourself?
I better get my calculator and tables out. I think it's the increased fitness should offset any risks from the odd occasional punch that I receive. So
it's fair to say, though, you're a novice, and so you would be matched against another novice, and maybe even we can persuade Roger, who was here in the last podcast, he might be a good opponent for you.
Yeah, well, that'd be interesting. He's a bit better than I am at chess, but I'm a slightly better matched at him than in the ring. So
before I knew you were an actuary, I thought you were in some kind of, I don't know, like organised crime syndicate, because you when you came to the gym when I was training, there was a little bulge in your sock, and I assumed that you had a tag.
Little bulge, a fair sized bulge.
It's a reasonably big bulge, I suppose, you know.
Yeah, we all thought you'd been tagged and you were operating under some sort of movement restriction order or ASPO.
Yeah. You do seem like that kind of person.
Well, the judge was very kind in my case. And,
but it's not a tag, is it? It's just where you keep your...
Keep my gum shield.
Your gum shield. That's what I was trying to say.
Wrong end of my body, so probably a bit more work. I know where it should go, but it's
stuff
quite
it down the sock.
Sock, yeah, because you want to get hold of it quickly when you're doing a bit of sparring, switching from the bag work to doing some sparring. But I think Tag could be my nickname now.
Tag. Yeah, we need to work on that.
Yeah,
Aspo.
Speaking of the event in June, Tim, I don't know if you've been keeping track of ticket sales, but we've sold out of the first two tranches of our discount tickets.
Oh, right. Okay, so full price tickets now?
No, we've got one. We've still got early bird.
Okay, good.
But they are going very quickly, I think.
Well, it's worth mentioning that the venue capacity is quite a lot smaller. I mean, the events we've done there in the past, some people will remember the Boston Dome from previous events. Fantastic atmosphere. But the capacity there has shrunk a little since we were last there, so that means that there will be fewer tickets than normal available, so get in early to avoid disappointment.
Fewer tickets, but you can drink in view of the ring, which is, I think, quite an important element.
Yes, sorry, there's no restrictions on drinking. You can have as much or as little as...
As long as you do it responsibly.
Enjoy responsibly, yeah.
Yeah, but I can't.
After your fight,
23rd of June, just to confirm. 23rd?
23rd of June.
23rd of June. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. It's during the World Cup, but there aren't any games on that day, as far as we know. Any games worth watching, anyway.
Yeah.
And something else, Tim, I meant to ask you on the podcast earlier, but I saw a photograph of you on, I think it was on Twitter or Facebook, with Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Joshua, yeah, world heavyweight champion. He came into Islington Boxing Club. He's a local boy, and he gets his hair cut round here.
Does he? Yeah. Did he have a particularly good haircut? Did he? He just had it done.
Well, you know, this is the kind of guy he is. You know, even though he's now a multi-millionaire, he still goes to the same barber that he went to when he was, you know, a teenager. And I think he had come into the area to get his hair cut, and the gym is nearby. He wandered in just to say hello, all by himself, no minders, not surrounded by publicity men or anything. It was really down to earth. And you could not meet a more dignified and nicer young man.
And I understand you challenged him to a game of chess.
I did, yeah. I know, I'm a bit cheeky perhaps, but he showed, he came over and had a chat with us because the London Chess Boxing crew was there playing. He came over and had a chat and expressed interest. He said he was a chess player, but declined the offer of an invitation to a game. But he was kind enough to stand next to me and get my photo taken. And I've got to tell you, I mean, he's a big man.
I bet he's, I mean, you're not a small man.
Exactly. I mean, not many people make me feel small, but he did, you know. I mean, I don't mean just like he's tall, because Matt's tall, but, you know, it's like, it was. It made me, honestly, it made me feel almost like being a kid again with my dad sort of taking me out for a walk or something. That's how massive he is. But also, like I said, a warm presence, you know, he's a nice guy. So clearly he can turn that around when he's fighting fighting for his life. But when he's not, as I say, he's a real gentleman.
So had he heard of chess boxing before?
He had, yes. Really? He said he'd heard of it, and he talked about it, and he thought it sounded like a really good idea. I couldn't persuade him to get in the ring for us and have a fight, but...
No, I think he's got to be careful. I imagine he'd get in trouble with his people if he... Start doing things like that, wouldn't he?
That's right. That's right. But talking of world champions, of course, the Chess World Championship is taking place in London later this year, November. Okay. That was decided last year, but the challenger is going to be Caruana from Fabio Caruana. Mm. From the US, he's an Italian-American, so what do you think? That should be an interesting...
Where is that going to be held then? Which venue?
Hold on, I'll have to check that. I'll come back to you on that.
Okay.
Get my research.
Put you on the spot there.
Get my research on the case. I did notice, though, this is probably not news to anyone in the world of chess, because when Aegon, the people who organised that world championship, announced the venue and so on, they released the logo, and it was just hilarious. I mean,
really?
I know. I'll show it to you. Tell me what you think of it.
That looks like two people having sex.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, there's no other way of describing it other than that.
Just Google World Chess Championship logo, and you'll see what I mean. But they have actually seen sense now and updated it to something a bit more Picasso.
It's quite good, though. It's very it's very Picasso. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with people having sex whilst playing chess.
Two guys sitting on a chessboard.
How do you know they're guys?
Well, it could be a guy and a girl, I suppose, couldn't it? Yes, it's. I know
they're
two guys.
They're kind of intertwined.
Because it is two guys. It's Caruana and Carlsen, isn't it? So that's who it's meant to represent, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
Four knights of passion.
So quite a hilarious logo, but a good update, I think, with that kind of crazy arms. It's crazy arms.
It is crazy arms. You're right, look. That's the crazy.
Those
the updated
crazy
logo,
arms.
Just to explain it to you, is about five or six arms all coming out of the centre of the board, all holding pieces in a kind of Picasso style, all checkered and different. It's monochrome, black and white. But yeah, go and Google World Chess Championship 2018 logo, and you'll see what we're talking about.
The first time, do you remember when the last US World Chess Champion was, or American World Chess Champion?
I don't remember, no.
Peter?
Oh, no, I don't, I'm afraid.
Bobby Fischer, 1972.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I remember him.
Yeah.
So it's a long time since...
There's no way they're going to hit those dramatic highs, surely. That was like high to the Cold War, which is, you know, we're moving into now. Whoa. So imagine if America was at war with Russia when this
Well,
is
first
happening.
Of all, we have to get an American world. Well, we have to get an American versus a Russian.
That's
at the moment,
we've
got an American versus a Norwegian, and that's not going to have the same geopolitical impact.
That's true.
That's
true.
But I'm curious to know what everyone thinks about Caruana's chances.
Well, I don't know enough about him to really discuss it, unfortunately. What do you think, Timmy? Do you think he's got a chance? It doesn't sound like you've got a lot of faith in him.
No, I do. I mean, he's the number three in the world, so, you know, in pure grading terms and...
So why haven't they got the number two?
Because it's not decided on basis of your world ranking is decided on the basis of tournament play. So they will have hold knockout tournaments, what they call candidates tournament. So all the candidates who are likely to play or in a position to play for the world title play off against each other.
And what's it like? I mean, in the boxing world as well, the matchups tend to be decided by the promoters based on how much money they can make. Presumably, this is not.
No, it's not like that at all. You know, it's just really, really purely down to talent. And I think, you know, the chess is perhaps one of the last true meritocracies. In world sport, is it? I mean, I don't know. Mm. Maybe there are others. That's a bold statement. I'm sure there are others.
Most sports, generally. Yeah. I mean, boxing is an exception, really, isn't it?
Could you say football is?
I think so. I mean, certainly, if you're talking about league football, I mean, the best team usually does win the league.
Yeah, is it best based on their ability to buy in the best players? To me, that's
Well, that is the team. The team is made up of players that have been purchased. I mean, that's how it works, isn't it?
We're getting off the subject. Anyway, Caruana, I think, offers a different style of play to Carlsen, and this is what's going to be fascinating. Caruana's all about attacking play. He doesn't mind sacrificing pieces, and whereas Carlsen's play tends to be, I mean, Carlsen so far, if you had to characterise his style of play, it's more about, you know, just really grinding down the opponent by very small
attritional,
and getting small incremental advantages. I hate players like that. Well, they're tough to play. And when he won the world title against Anand, you know, the amount of end games where, you know, commentators were saying this is a drawn position, can't be won, and yet Carlsen played on and by sheer force of will almost forced his opponent to make a small error and then exploited it. And that's his style. Having said that, you know, his winning game against Carl Yakin in the world championship two years ago was also quite brilliant. So this is going to be interesting to see. Maybe Carlsen pushed into new realms.
Carlsen's not going to be the favourite of the fans though if he's going to be playing that kind of game.
No, I think you're right. But then
also he's not the underdog either. So
yeah, the champion always has fans though, doesn't it?
That's true.
Champion always has fans, but Caruana will have a big fan base as well. So I think it's probably slightly more fascinating than the previous world champion. This is one I'm really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be good, but not as much, of course, as I'm looking forward to the football. I was going to say London Chess Boxing's June 23rd event.
Of course,
tickets
yes,
are
of
still
course.
On sale. Yeah, on the website.
Excellent. On the website, www.londonchessboxing.com. They're selling fast, so make sure you get on there as soon as you can. Put it in your diaries.
You've just dated yourself a little bit there. I don't think we need to do www dot anymore. That's a real 90s.
Okay, well, I'm just showing my age. 90s. Yeah. The internet was barely existed in the 90s.
Of course it. No, when really?
Yeah.
I was on the internet in the 90s.
Well, were you?
I was way ahead of the time.
There's naked photos.
Yeah, I won't tell you what sites I was looking for, but yeah.
Okay.
It's all about the news then, wasn't it? Yeah, news, communications, YouTube.
Yeah, you had actual information on the internet at that point.
Yeah, that's
now
right.
It's just, you know, a dearth of rubbish, isn't it?
It's amazing how the internet's evolved, isn't it? Yeah. Mm. Anyway, that's again another off-topic
bit of a broad topic to enter into at the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can reach me at GrieveBodFarmer on Twitter.
GrieveBodFarmer.
Yeah, if you've got anything you'd like to say to us, any questions.
Why GrieveBodFarmer? Why not GrievousBodFarmer?
Well, unfortunately, Twitter don't allow usernames of the length that I require.
And GBF obviously had gone.
GBF had gone, yeah, I'm afraid so. Yeah.
Okay. GrieveBodFarmer. And also, you know, if you are looking for that spectacular summer challenge, there are still spaces available on the card. So contact us. We've had a couple of people contact us since the last podcast, and we are now assessing their ability to take part in the show, and it looks like at least one of them will be on the show. So again, if you feel like doing something different, having a new challenge, something you will remember for the rest of your life, get in touch, Peter. We're looking for an opponent here for Peter. Peter,
the tag.
Yeah. Asbo Actuary.
Asbo Actuary.
I'll never live it down.
Oh, that's it. That's it from today. Thanks very much for joining us, Peter.
Thank you.
And thank you, Grievous Farmer.
Thanks very much, Tim. See you next week.
That's goodbye.